Random House Audio presents Godless, The Church of Liberalism by Ann Coulter, read for you by the author. Chapter 1. On the seventh day, God rested and liberals schemed. Liberals love to boast that they are not religious, which is what one would expect to hear from the state-sanctioned religion. Of course liberalism is a religion. It has its own cosmology, its own miracles, its own beliefs in the supernatural, its own churches, its own high priests, its own saints, its own total worldview, and its own explanation of the existence of the universe. In other words, liberalism contains all the attributes of what is generally known as religion. Under the guise of not favoring religion, liberals are favoring one cosmology over another and demanding total indoctrination into theirs. The state religion of liberalism demands obeisance to the National Organization for Women, tithing to teachers' unions, reverence for abortion, and formulaic imprecations. Bush lied, kids died, keep your laws off my body, arms for hostages. Everyone is taxed to support indoctrination into the state religion through the public schools, where innocent children are taught a specific belief system, rather than, say, math. Liberal doctrines are less scientifically provable than the story of Noah's Ark, but their belief system is taught as fact in government schools, while the biblical belief system is banned from government schools by law. As a matter of faith, liberals believe Darwinism is a fact, people are born gay, child molesters can be rehabilitated, recycling is a virtue, and chastity is not. If people are born gay, why hasn't Darwinism selected out people who don't reproduce? For that, we need a theory of survival of the most fabulous. And if gays can't change, why do liberals think child molesters can? There's a sexual preference that's also a crime. Instead of rehabilitation.